Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrick. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk takes first base on ball four. Dickey moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Selkirk moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Selkirk scores. Gordon moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. McNair moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Rigney reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. QL scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Dickey reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Selkirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Selkirk moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh bunts between the mound and first base. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrik hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Selkirk hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. McNair steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hadley strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into right field. Rosenthal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosenthal. Rolfe moves to second. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-3 in the game. Henrich hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren catches it and steps on first to double up Krivic. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. DiMaggio scores. Dickey moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gordon. McNair moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tresh is walked intentionally. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Crosetti bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Keller moves to second. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keller scores. It's 5-4, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-4 in the game. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. QL strikes out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 4 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.